Good morning, everybody. I'm Leslie Ann, along with Big Chuck.
Hi, Leslie Ann. Leslie Ann, do you know what a Fitbit is, and do you do it?
I know what a Fitbit is. I don't have one.
I have joined the Fitbit revolution.
Here we go.
I have it in my hand. I carry it in my pocket. And actually, I got into this reluctantly. It seems like everybody's into it. And a lot of my family members have their Fitbits.
I remember you telling me this.
And they challenge. They put out weekly challenges. And then it shows on your phone where everybody is and who's got the most. And come on, Chuck. So finally, Trish does it. I do it now. And I have to tell you, this stupid little thing is a great motivator. It is.
That's great.
I keep it in my pocket. No one ever sees it. Some people have it. They wear it on their wrist
as
like a watch, or some people have whatever. I just throw it in my pocket, and it works on the technology that we find in a Wii, like a Wii machine,
right?
You know, like bowling and stuff like that.
So does it track how many steps you walk? How does it work?
It tracks five different things. It also tells you your time.
Right.
And I'll show you. As of right now, early in the morning, of course, our jobs are very sedentary.
Yeah,
we come in and we sit. And yet still, the goal is 10,000 steps a day. And I actually do find if it's 8 o'clock at night and we're starting to turn lights out and I've got 8,800 steps instead of 10, I'll go around the block.
No kidding.
I will.
So you're very motivated to hit that goal.
Very motivated to get 10. And I almost always get 10. So there are times when I don't. But so as of right this minute, which is still early in the morning, I have 2,178 steps. And that's just walking to my car, walking to the radio station, walking around the radio station.
Wow.
You know,
it sounds like a whole lot.
Yeah.
But obviously, it didn't really take much.
That is without effort.
Right.
That is, well, I mean, you know, at 10 o'clock, I always go around the block, and so I have a little bit of extra there. But so that's without effort. I have 2,100, and it'll probably stay 2,500 when I get out at noon.
Now, a question for you, and you may not know the answer. How many steps, supposedly, equals a mile?
I have no idea.
Yeah. It would be interesting to know.
I have no idea. But here is what else this little gadget tells you.
Right.
It also tells me that I have climbed four sets of stairs.
How does it know?
Which I have it, but that converts the steps into stairs because they want you to use your cardio.
Ah.
You know? It also tells me that I have gone 1.10 miles.
Well, I was just going to say, while you were talking, of course, I had to...
Yeah, so it does.
Look up on my phone.
Yeah.
2,000... On average, 2,000 steps is a mile.
So it's 5 miles a day, 10,000 steps.
That's pretty good.
So it does show you that. I only look at the steps because I figure everything else is going to fall in place.
Right.
It also tells me how many calories I've burned.
Nice. Of course, that's, you know, unless you're hooked up to a heart monitor, it's probably based on information that you plug in, like your age. And
I've never plugged that in.
You've never plugged that. It's based on your age, how much you weigh.
Yeah.
And
I don't know, some
other factors, maybe how tall you are. I'm not sure.
But I have burned 1,151 calories so far. Now, I'm also able to remember, although it's not in here, what I've had. I've had my coffee and I've had my donut. I haven't had 1,151, so I'm on the good side.
Right.
I'm losing weight as I'm talking to you right now. I'm vanishing.